Zion on the base, 7-8 lines from the bottom. Amar Bechina. Sukkah Asuya Kekivshan. The sukkah that's made like a kivshan. What's a kivshan?
Oven.
Oven. Ovens were round? Okay. Round like an oven.
Weren't they round? That's the picture.
Yeah, stomach. Right. So now, im yesh be kefa, kidei leishu b'chav da'al b'nei adam, if there's enough to fit 24 people, k'sheira, v'imla'a p'sula.
Different than a shoivich, by the way?
No, same thing. No, it's a circle.
How many people could fit in a dal on a dal?
Oh, we're going to get there. Okay. So that is what this Gemara is going to be today all about. I mean, we could fit 24 people in there. It's kosher.
Well, we're talking about our circumference. You could fit a lot more in the inside.
Yeah. No, we're not going with that. We're just saying how large the sukkah is. It means that there are 24 people that can be fit around it, then it's kosher, v'imlav psula. So now the Gemara is going to try to cheshbon, what does this mean, 24 people, how many amas is that, and who are we going like? It's like the Gemara, kaman, kirebi. This has to be going like Rabbi. The amma kol sukkah she'im ba abba amas, al abba amas psula. It has to be going like Rebbe. That's the largest sukkah that we saw. No, we hold Zion al Zion, maybe Vav al Vav. Rebbe is the one that says Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis. So this amount of 24 people sitting around it is Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis.
Inscribed.
Yeah. Zakti Mo, Mechti. So let's see what's going on. Gavra ba'amsa Yosef. A person sits in an amma. So now, the rule is, Kol sheyesh ba'akefa yishloisha tvachim, yesh ba'yoychev tefach. If you have a circle, and you want to circle around the inside, the width of it is a tefach, the circle needs to be three times that.
Basically, that means, rounding off time.
That means, if you have one line, a tefach, to go around it, you take a string around it, you need three tvachim. That's given. Okay? That makes sense, and that's the truth. You have a tefach wide, so around the tefach needs three tvachim. Okay? That's the Gemara. The Gemara learns it out from Shleima, whatever it is, Yamshas or Shleima. So if you have a circle, what's the circumference? A third. What's the middle? Is a third.
A third.
What's the diameter? I don't know the right words. Whatever. What's the middle? What's the line in the middle? Is a tefach. A tefach needs three times around it. Everything needs to have the right. Simple. Right, that's pashut. It makes sense in svara because it's at least twice and it's three times.
No, it's a svara thing. It's a
matzis.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So that's the Gemara saying. So now, kol sheyesh be'kefer shleisha tefachim. If it needs three tefachim to go around, it means the inside is a tefach. If so, the tracer, sagi. So now how many? So what are we dealing with? We're dealing with four amas. So if the middle is four amas, then how much do I need to go around it?
12.
The tracer, sagi. So 12 is enough. Three times, right?
Three times four.
So you're saying you need four amas. I agree that you need four amas. But then 12 should be enough.
I don't understand the Gemara for different reasons.
Oh, no, we're not looking for different reasons.
How come, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the extra doesn't count? It has to be a minimum of four on the side, and if you have extra on one side and less on the other side, it doesn't work?
I don't know.
In other words, let's say if you have...
Can we go straight without being confused? Is that a kasha or a real kasha? It's on
the why is the Gemara assume the Gemara, right now you're assuming that the extra that besides this inscribed square doesn't count for anything?
Okay, wait. Let's divide it, just go straight again. So we have four amas to make a circle around it. We're talking about a circle, the shayvach, the kivshan. So we're talking about a circle. So four amas to make a circle around it needs three times. It's a third. So four times 3 is 12. In fact, the Gemara, 12 is enough.
You could say the Gemara meant Rebbe because no other Manda Amar fits. Rebbe Taka has a bigger sheet.
I understand, but we're saying you need much more. Don't say Rebbe. You need eight.
What should you
say? Eight. No, make up a new manama.
There's no Tana.
You're right, but you can't just. There's nothing to do with Rebbe. It's as far as Rebbe is almost Ayin Tvachim. Uh-huh. I'm saying it's so far off. It's double.
You don't have anybody else to learn it like.
You're right, but it's double as much as Rebbe. It's like it's so far off. It's like nothing to do with Rebbe. Maybe go search a manama and I don't know some Tana in Yerushalayim. I don't know, but not this. It's like the Gemara Hanemili. I'm the Gemara Hanemili beigula. This is with the Gabi the circle. Which means, he's thinking like this, that Rebbe, when he said Dalet al Dalet, didn't mean that the middle is Dalet. I need a square of Dalet. So a square of Dalet, like the picture, right? A square. So if I need a square, that's more. That needs, how much is that? It's like the Ma'am Mechti. How much is a square around, how much do you need? Like the Ma'am Kama Meruva, Yisrael Eagle, how much is it more than a circle? Reveal, a quarter. Beshitza Sagi, 16 should be enough. What does that mean? That means that if you're going to make a square, four times a square, right, is going to be?
16.
It's 16, right? A circle is three times its middle, but a square is four times its middle, right? It's a square. Four corners, right? So therefore, Sayyibazai, Fakti Gemara, that it should be, so you need 16, b'shitza sagi, 16 amos is enough, come on. 16 amos is enough, so that's the fact of Gemara, so where do you get to 24? Again, Rabbi Yochanan said you need 24, now we're up from 12 to 16, but you're still off by 8. Zakti Gemara, hanem mili be'igol denafik migor yavua. This is talking about where there's a circle inside the square, like picture number one. Avol rivua de nafik migai gula bayitve mishumayrasha de kanasa. Over here, I want a square in a circle. When we said kikivshan, it meant that you have a square of dalet amos, a circle around the square of dalet amos. Okay, because I want to reach that the circle should go around the corners. That means when Rebbe said Dalet Amos, and now that you're making the Dalet Amos into a circle, don't be memayit the Dalet Amos by making it into a circle. The circle has to go around a square of Dalet Amos.
How do you even learn otherwise? Otherwise you don't have the share of Dalet Amos.
You do, because wherever you're going, you have Dalet. A circle, wherever you are, you have Dalet.
In this first picture, you don't have Dalet al Dalet.
You do, because a circle...
At the ends you do, but not...
A circle is always Dalet. Wherever you're going, there's Dalet. Any direction is Dalet. So Dalet doesn't mean...
You don't have the same area. No, you're right.
You don't have the same area. You don't need an area. You need Dalet.
You just need to measure Dalet.
Exactly.
Now we're saying no.
Area.
Right, now I need the area of Dalet, and a circle around the area.
Even as small as a circle is, that's considered Dalet and Dalet.
Where are you? Which part? Now, right now?
Yeah, no.
Where Shemi was?
Yeah, and so you're saying any circle automatically has Dalet.
Has Dalet.
We're talking about
where the circle is Dalet, so even though you don't have a square of Dalet in it, but any place that the whole circle, wherever you are in the circle, you have Dalet around you. You're part of Dalet. So now the Gemara is saying, we're talking about that Rebbe held that you need a square of Dalet, and then when Rabbi Yechanan said his halacha, that a sukkah, which is a round sukkah, is talking about there is already a square of Dalet in it. So now the circle is going around the square. So if I can come on, how much is that? Mechti. Kol amsa, beriva amsa, v'trei chumshi. Every amma is, that means like this, how much, if you make a line in the middle of the amma, if you make
in the middle of the box, sorry.
If you make a line in the middle of the box, how much is the... Pi? Well, again, what's this word?
Diagonal line.
Yeah, how much is that?
A diagonal line.
That's going to be the diameter line is going to hit both ends of the circle.
Right.
That's why we're doing this.
Right, exactly. So like such a line, right? You see this line? Here's a circle. Here's a square. You make a line diagonal in the square. If you make a line straight, that's four, right? That's four amas, obviously.
But it's not going to hit both ends of the circle.
Right. So now I want to make the line diagonal in the square. How much is that? Zakti Gemara. Kol amsa b'rivuya amsa. V'trei chumsha, v'alach sayna. It comes out that it's 5.35. That means if it's four amos, It's one plus another 3/5 of the square.
No, 5.35.
So that's another amma plus 3/5.
Right.
Okay? So now, again, if you have a square and you pi it, so how much is that line? Another one, less than one, 1.35.
Extra.
Extra. Okay?
Not 0.35, we said 3/5. No.
3/5. One point, it's 1.4.
The Gemara says 2/5, not 3/5.
3/5 is 1.4. For every amma. For every amma.
2/5 is 0.4.
Yeah. For every.
Yeah.
Because you have to times it by 4. But it's every amma has an extra bit.
Okay. You're actually explaining such a question. Anyways. It's 3/5. I know, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains. It's what's it again? If you have an amma, and then what's lemaisa? That means it's a third. When you're saying how many 3/5 add up, what's 3/5?
0.6.
0.6. Yeah. Right. 0.6. And the Gemara is telling you it's point.
No, it's 1.4 times 4.
1.4 times 4 is 5.3. That's it, exactly.
Right. You
have to times it by 4.
Right.
One amma is one. Is 2/5.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Right, it's affecting the Gemara. So if so, so how much does it come out? So how much is the outside circle? 17 minus a fifth is enough. Because again, if it's 5 times 3/5, 5 times 3 is 15, 3/5 times 5 is 1.4/5. So I should have enough by having 16.4/5. 16.8, we could say.
Still don't have 24.
Right, what's that? We know the
count. I lost the last card.
But you have the number?
The diagonal is 5.35.
Yeah, now we have to triple that. When you make a circle around 5.35,
right,
adds up 16.45. Okay?
Yeah.
5 times 3 is 15. And 3/5 times 5 times 3 is 1.4/5. Right?
So 16.
Simple. So right. So come tell us that it's 16.4/5. So, in
fact,
the Gemara, so you're far from 24. You're way off 24. It's like the Gemara, loy dak. Okay, he wasn't so medayik. In fact, the Gemara, amir da amir loy dak puta. A little bit, I understand. Tuva mi amir, he's off by 8. Almost 8. So how could you say loy dak? Zak the Gemara, amal loy makashisha b'edav chizdal rav ashi. Me savit. What do you think to say that Gavra Bamsi Yosef? We decided that a person sits in an amma. No. Tlosa Gavri Bitarata Amsi Yasvi. Three people sit in two ammas. Okay? So there's no shaykhs now. That means three people are sitting in two ammas. So how many people do you need? So how much is 24 people? No, how much is 24 people? How many ammas are they sitting in?
16,
right? If three people sit in two, so 24 people are sitting in...
And a third less.
A third less, exactly.
Oh, 8 times 2.
So kama have a little shitza. So it comes out that how many people, when he said chav dalet b'nei adam, how many amas is that?
We need more.
It's 16. We just said that you need 16.4/5, 16.8, 16.4/5, that's 8, that's 16.8. So it's more... Again, so Rabbi Yochanan said 24 people, which is 16 amas. 16 amas comes out 24 people. But we just cheshbon out that you need 16.8. So we're missing 8. We're missing that 8.
8 times.
Lema loy dak. Okay, so we say it's a 0.8. He wasn't so medak. In fact, Gemara, aminon loy dak. When do you say loy dak lechomer? Lekulam aminon. He can't go ahead if you need, right, you should have said 17. It means you can't go ahead and be makel if he holds a crab, you need dalet al dalet. It's a conference of dalet al dalet. The whole parameter of dalet al dalet means 16.8. And he said you only need 16. He can't be makel if that's what he holds.
So
Why can the Gemara over here?
Oh, yeah. It seems like the Gemara fell off of that. That's given. I don't know. The Gemara came to Maskana. It wasn't just because the numbers. It means you can't say it anymore.
Then you don't have Dalal Adal in the whole plate, in the whole sukkah. What? Not in the whole sukkah.
You don't have Dalal Adal in the sukkah. You have Dalal wherever you go, but you don't have a square of Dalal.
But how would the numbers?
No, he's saying, why don't we go back to the Hamid Gemara? And then it's less than 16.5. It was 50, whatever it was. As much, it was 16. Or square. Okay, whatever.
So it's not the cool anyways. It's more than 16. We need 16. We have more than 16. What's the Anakap of Gemara's Kasha? We have 16.8.
Right, and now what are we saying?
You need to have...
He said you need 16 on it.
Oh.
He came over to 16. He was saying, so why don't you go back to the Havamim and less than 16? Okay. So Mele is talking to Gemara that... So Gemara is back Shver... That you can't say Lai Duck because he made a kula out of, you need more. He can't be Makel. The Rebbe holds that you need Dal. No. A person really sits in the Amma. Rabbi Yechana, when he said 24, he wasn't saying 24 people in the circle. He was saying 24 people out of the circle. So what comes out? Each person is an Amma. So you're losing out one arm on this side of the circle, one arm on this side of the circle. The people are sitting outside the circle. And we're not talking about sukkahs. He just meant the amount of how many amas. He used a person as an amma. But so now, till now we were saying that the circle has to go around the person. Right? 24 people around. So that means that the circle was 24 amas. Now we're saying that the person is outside the circle. So the circle is within the peripol, so now the circle is two amas less on each side.
Corners.
No, not corners.
That's minus six.
Here, look at this. Till now, we were handling that the people were in the circle, right? So if the person is in the circle, so you need 24 amas to go around 24 people.
And now?
Now we're making the people outside the circle.
What do you mean? You still
no, need... and no, then the people around it is 24. But inside is amma less.
Even if it's outside, you only have 16 people to come to the plate. You only have 16 amas to come around. When you take up two amas, the guy next to me, the guy next to me, around that round table, you only have a circumference of 16. You're only going to have 16 people. What are you talking about? You don't have 24.
No, inside,
if you have a circumference of 16 amas around this, the 16.8 amas around this perfect circle, and you have a round table around it. That means that the measurement around the table equals 16.8. And you're going to put chairs around it. You're only going to be able to fit 16 and an eighth of a person around that circle. You don't fit 24 people around that circle. It doesn't help
anymore. No. Now we're fitting 24 people. Oh, wait, again, what are you asking?
If the circumference of that circle is only 16.8, then you... Even... Huh?
No, what's that? But what's he asking you? His question? But what's his question?
My question is, the circumference is a certain...
The Rav didn't finish yet. Let's finish the point.
Yeah, one second. Like this. Now we're saying like this, that when we said 24 people, we didn't mean 24 people sitting inside a circle. We mean the outside of 24 people is going to be...
24
is going to be 24. But what we're dealing with is the inside.
How do you know how much you gain? What's the cheshbon?
Because each person's an amma.
So times three there.
So now you lost out two amas, one side on this side, one this side. So now it's going to be six times three, which is going to be
six times three.
What? You have a person sitting outside, then you're going to have one.
Again, take the same thing we learned till now. Whatever you learned till now, keep. But what we're saying is that we're losing two amas. Why? Because we're not dealing with the outside of the people are eight, whatever, all the numbers that we had till now. But we don't need that. We're dealing with the inside of the person.
When the person's included in the circle.
With the person... You have what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm asking...
What's the math now? So what's the math now?
Because you're right, the outside of the circle, the outside of the people, is what we were having the whole time. Now we're just saying, use the inside of it.
Where does he take up the amma?
Two people, because two people
No. Before the two people. He wants to know where each person takes up an amma.
You take an amma by the end of your
knees. No, you're taking it too technical. You get it.
If you take it by your knees, even at the end of the circle, you need to have a circumference of 24. And obviously, we're not questioning that. Meaning, where are you in amma wide? Where are you?
I don't know.
If you're in amma wide, even at the end of when you're sitting.
Here. So the half meter, they're sitting over here.
Yeah, he understands that.
Right. Yeah.
So, they're sitting in the same direction. At least according to
The outside of it is what we were talking always till now.
We're talking about the inside of it.
So you lost the amma on each side. So since you lost the amma...
If you're obviously telling people that when they sit, they're sitting narrower in the front. Because when they get to the inside of that circle, they're only taking up an area of 16 ammas. Meaning, where are you in amma? Where are you... Where's the width of an
amma? Okay, so let's finish and we'll get back to you. Okay, Zok to Gemara, so now I'm losing out amma on each side. So what does it come out? It comes out instead of 8, it's 6. So now 3 times...
That means what was 8 till now?
No, that means how much did I have till now? When I had 24, how much did I have? The amma, right? I lost the amma of 8. Of 3 times 8, which was 24.
Right.
If I had 24, so I needed 3 times 8.
Right.
So it was 24. Now I'm down to 6 because I take out an amma from each side. So if I'm down to 6, 3 times 6 is 18. A circle around 6 is 18. So that's why it's laidak. Kama havalu tam nisri. It's 3 times that amount is 18. B'shiv senach, in fact, Yimah, b'shiv senach yichum shesagi, 16, 4/5 is enough. Right, like he said, here's where he's laidak. He said a little bit more. Really, like we said before, 16.45.8 is enough. He went ahead and said chavdal bnei adam, which was the outside, which adds up to 18. So he went a little more machmir. That's not a big deal.
What's b'shiv senach yichum shesagi?
The whole cheshbon we had that all till now.
No, now I just give you nuch. I recalculated.
No, we didn't recalculate. We just put where the people are. The cheshbon was the same way the square in the box. The box in the square.
It's under 17 and he said 18.
He said 18. Right. That's 1.1. Right. 1.20. That's not bad. No, he's going like Rabbi and he just wanted to give you, he's going to say 16.8. That's a funny number. So he just said 18.
If you had 23 people sit around in a circle, then it won't work. So he was trying to give a cheshbon that you have a big enough sukkah? Take 24 people, sit them around in a circle, then...
Right, then, exactly. Then like this, you for sure good. No, 23 won't work, because then you're missing...
It works out to be more than 18.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
cool. Zakhtar Gemara. So that's his tariffs. We're going with a square in a circle, and that's 16 points. Really, the circle, the string... would only have to be 16.8, but we're going ahead, and Rabbi Yochanan just wanted to make it the easy way out. He says, sit 24 people around it, that would be definitely good enough. Rabbanan the Casey, V'amilo Dain the Casey, some say the Yonam the Casey, Amri, they said, Igula, the Nafik Migay Rivua, a circle around the square, Riva Rivua, the Nafik Migay Igula Palga. Which means like this. He argues on the Matzias. He says that when you're going to make a circle around a square, and until now we said it needs, it's one, a circle around the square is 1.2 larger than the square.
The diameter.
I don't know what the diameter means. 1.4, sorry. 1.4, right.
Well, which case?
When we said now the circle around the square, how much more is that than the square? Pi. That line is going to be is 1.4 larger.
For every amma, the diagonal line across that one, right?
Now he says no. He says it's double. The circle around the square is that means till now that means that he's saying that's going to add up to 24.
It's not.
In fact, the Gemara v'lo'i, it's not true. Lachazin v'lav kula hayi, v'lo'av kula hayi. It's not that much. I don't know what. So Tosis and there are many Purushim had explained this, but again, he's telling you that the Metzius is a circle around the square. Is not like we thought. It's just 1 point. It's 1.4 larger than the square. It's really double as large as the square. That means that you'll need 24 to go around the square of 12. 4. Of,
yeah, I mean, of 4 is really 8.
Is right. It makes absolutely no sense. So you have time in the middle of the day today, look at the Tosfos, and then you have others, you have a guy, and you have many other achronim and that, but Akapanim, that's why he says it doesn't work out. So again, we're back to that really, you need 16.45, 0.8, 4/5, and therefore you'll have, now, again, so we're not talking about inviting 24 people to your sukkah because these people are sitting outside the sukkah. We're not talking about sukkahs, we're just talking about, you want to know a measurement, how large your sukkah is, sit 24 people around, and then put a string inside, and that will be enough for the circle of Valentine.